Are you planning to watch the solar eclipse today? I am. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm one of the agronomists with K-State Research and Extension. I serve Wallace, Sherman, and Cheyenne counties in northwest Kansas. And I am coming to you today from northeast Kansas at my folks' farm. We are in the path of totality for the solar eclipse. I have a spot all picked out in one of our hay fields up on top of the hill to watch this event happen. They say it's a once-in-a-lifetime event to be in the path of totality, so I wanted to experience it. Now, you're seeing lots of information coming from lots of sources, and K-State Extension Agronomy could not be left out. And so the K-State MesoNet will be tracking the meteorological parameters at 6 MesoNet stations nearest to the path of totality. One station, the station at Hiawatha, is close to the center of the path of totality. You can see the live data coming in online at this web address, www.mesonet.k-state.edu/special/eclipse. That data will be live and graphing, and it includes the temperature data and incoming solar radiation during the eclipse. Again, that web address is www.mesonet.k-state/special/eclipse. Now, the meteorologists are predicting some level of cloud cover here in northeast Kansas later this morning, so our great viewing location might be affected a bit. That will also be reflected in the temperatures that you'll be seeing showing up on the MesoNet station. We may also be able to see the effects of the temperature change across the state from the solar eclipse in the calculated growing degree units. You can see the growing degree units calculated on the K-State MesoNet page. On this website, you can choose a crop, a planting date, and a location to calculate the growing degree units specifically for your field or for your specific crop. I will have the links to the live data for the solar eclipse and to the growing degree unit calculations online on our website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. I also have them posted on our Facebook page at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy and on my Twitter account at Crops with Jeannie. If you have any questions, please let me know. You can get a hold of me in the Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, and Sharon Springs, or on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby.